earthquake faults in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties may be much more dangerous than thought, especially for Santa Barbara and Goleta. A team of researchers has just completed a study about the makeup of what's called the Ventura Pitas Point Fault. They say it's closer to the surface than previously believed, which means stronger shaking and more damage during a quake.
Ventura, it doesn't change the story too much because the fault surface is in Ventura, so you're going to get a strong earthquake regardless, I think, of what it does underground. But it does certainly make a big difference for Santa Barbara.
Dr. Gareth Funning is an associate professor of geophysics at UC Riverside and one of the authors of the new study. Funning says the Ventura Pitas Point Fault is believed to be capable of generating a magnitude 7 to 8 earthquake.
It's been a few years since the Ventura Pitas Point Fault was identified as being potentially capable of sustaining very large earthquakes. Since that arose, a couple of alternative models of the fault were proposed. One where the fault was extending straight down, then the other, it had more of a kind of a stair-step geometry, sort of a ramp and then a flat part and another ramp. And which of those two models was actually the correct one has a lot of implications for the sorts of earthquakes you might get on the fault, the damage it might cause, and the kinds of after effects that you might expect, such as tsunamis.
Funning says the new study tries to resolve the controversy about the makeup and location of the fault. There are different types of faults, and some have the potential to be more damaging. The research team used GPS data and computer modeling to try to settle the debate, with the findings backing the theory about the fault having a stair-step design.
There was some resistance from some in the scientific community about adopting that model because it wasn't clear what happened to the deep part of the fault. We could resolve maybe the shallow structure of the fault really well, but what happens at depth was a lot harder to determine. We used an alternative data set, which was GPS data, which is measuring essentially the uplift of the area right now to see if that could weigh in on the controversy and tell us which of the two models was better.
The researcher talks more specifically about the location of the roughly 60-mile-long fault, which is close to a number of cities on the south coast.
It's on land through Ventura. It's on Ventura Avenue. It's the cause of the sudden rise in the slope there. But it runs more or less east-west. So if you follow it to the west, it heads offshore and it tracks the coastline maybe a few miles south all the way past Santa Barbara and Goleta and beyond. Because it has this little step in it, that carries it under the cities of Santa Barbara and Goleta at a shallower depth than it would have been if it just went straight down. So that's really what we found, that those two cities are sitting above this thing, about 5 miles down underneath those two cities.
The study is important because it will allow further research on potential quake impacts, including the tsunami threat.
Now that we have a better sense of what model best fits the data and which ones are more likely to be the real geometry of the fault, we can run scenario models to assess what the potential shaking effects would be. We can have a better sense of whether there would be a tsunami associated with an earthquake on the fault. And so we can make more informed mitigation efforts and hazard models and risk models.
The researcher says the Ventura Pitas Point Fault is one of a number of Southern California faults which are finally getting the research attention that they deserve.
We've been learning over the last few decades that these kinds of faults are everywhere south of the San Andreas, whereas, you know, the large faults had previously taken all the attention after the San Fernando earthquake and the Northridge earthquake. A lot more focus has been placed on these other faults. They are capable of large earthquakes, and they are right under some of the major cities in the region.
Funning says it's possible it's been 10,000 years since there's been a major magnitude 7 or 8 quake in the fault, but the reality is we could have one next year, next month, or in the next 5 minutes. We simply don't know when it could happen, but he says we should be prepared.
It's certainly a concern. More people should be aware. Pretty much all of Southern California could be affected by earthquakes like this. Since we know that this is a persistent hazard, we should all prepare for the worst. Everyone should have an earthquake kit and an emergency plan and make sure that their houses are as resistant to earthquakes as possible.
The study was published in the latest edition of Geophysical Research Letters. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.